The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latchoff from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's just jump right on in with this one from Real Simple. Do you need the extra insurance? How much coverage does your puppy need? Your phone, a diamond ring? When to check that box and when it's okay to pass? It seems whenever we pay for something, whether ski rentals and cell phones or concert tickets and car rentals, we're asked whether we want to fork over more money to safeguard our purchase. And while playing it safe is a good mantra, those $10 to $100+ extras add up. For in-the-moment purchases, providers capitalize on your fear of the unknown, says Jennifer Fitzgerald, co-founder and CEO of Policy Genius, an online insurance marketplace. Anxiety about being liable for the unexpected, like a hurricane or a car crash, and taking a hit to our savings drives us to say yes, she says, but insurance is not always necessary. Our guide breaks it down. First, furry family members. Pet insurance. Buy it. It's heartbreaking to watch families have to decide whether or not they can save their pet's life because of finances, says Donnell Hansen, DMV, an oral surgeon at Blue Pearl Veterinary Partners in Blaine, Minnesota. Insurance gives you extra resources and helps get rid of the guilt. Most plans pay 70 to 90% of the cost of procedures, which is significant when you're facing $2,500 for a fractured tooth or upwards of $6,000 for CCL knee surgery. Research policies first using a site like NerdWallet or consumersadvocate.org. Some plans don't include wellness visits or vaccines, and none cover pre-existing conditions, so it's best to get insurance when your furry friend is a baby, if possible, for lower rates. Next, around the house, renter's insurance. Buy it. A wild party or overflowing sink can cause significant damage to a structure, which can lead to astronomical repair bills that most renters can't cover out of their own pockets, says Neil Richardson, a licensed insurance agent at The Zebra, an insurance comparison site. Plus, your liability coverage often includes protection if your dog bites someone or if your house cleaner slips and gets injured, he said. And your personal items are covered if stolen or destroyed. You'll have to decide between replacement cost coverage, your policy pays to replace your item with a new version, and actual cash value, where your policy gives you the depreciated cost of the item. The premium for replacement cost coverage is more expensive, but it will generally cover your items at a higher amount, says Richardson. Next, appliance warranty extensions depends on the item. For major appliances that you want to keep for more than 10 years and that cost more than $500, like refrigerators and washing machines, it makes sense, says Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie's List, a site that provides reviews of and info about consumer services. Skip it for TVs and other electronics whose technology changes so quickly you'd probably end up replacing instead of repairing. As always, understand what the policy covers. If you still have to pay a service fee and how the repair will be handled, says Hicks. She also advises buying the extension from the manufacturer, not the store. It's easier to get parts that way. HVAC and utility maintenance plans. Buy it. It's really important to maintain your furnace and air conditioner because they lose efficiency otherwise, which will hit you in your utility bill, says Hicks. Also, you'll often pay less for upfront service fees and will typically get first priority in the repair queue when your system inevitably goes out on the hottest or coldest day of the year. Home warranty. Depends on the terms. A home warranty is separate from homeowner's insurance and is often part of the closing deal. The main benefit is that it can keep you from worrying about unexpected and costly repairs. But warranties come with many restrictions, says Hicks. You don't have a say as to how a particular item is replaced or repaired, and you're beholden to the warranty company's standards, schedule, and service person. The company decides if you get a replacement or, more likely, a quick fix that will last the life of the warranty, and it chooses the service provider whose quality of work you might not be happy with, adds Hicks. Before saying yes to a home warranty, ask to see a list of service workers, estimated service fees, and the typical timeline of repairs. When you're traveling, rental cars depends on your other coverage. Your auto insurance policy should cover rental car damages, meaning you can skip the extra fee. But first, call your company to find out about specific exclusions, says Richardson. Also, ask your insurer about your exact travel plan, renting a car in Italy, driving across state lines, etc. Your regular insurance likely won't cover everything, and many rental car companies fight for every possible repair, says Richardson. Credit cards offer some protection as well, but before you rent, ask your credit card company whether you need to pay for the rental car with that card, whether you need to decline the rental car company's insurance entirely, and whether the credit card company offers primary rental insurance, meaning you don't have to file a claim with your own car insurance, or secondary rental insurance, meaning you have to file a claim with your insurance carrier first, which will likely increase your rate. Travel insurance depends on your prepaid expenses. For any trip putting a large amount of money at risk, particularly upfront costs, think group packages and booked cruises. It can be a good idea, says Damien Teasdall at the Travel Insurance Review. You typically pay between 4 and 8% of the total cost of the trip. So if you're planning a $5,000 vacation, that extra few hundred dollars can give you peace of mind, medical coverage if you're in a foreign country, and some protection against certain weather disasters, says Fitzgerald. If you booked your trip using a credit card with travel protection or are willing to sacrifice your prepaid expenses, skip it, says Richardson. It's especially not worth it for smaller costs like concert tickets or for last-minute domestic trips. Airfare can typically be changed for a fee, and most hotels can be canceled within 48 hours. When you're shopping, cell phones. Depends on your habits, your device, and your other insurance. Homeowners and rental insurance policies should cover theft or accidental damage by a major disaster like a fire, but your deductible may be higher than the cost of a new phone, and the reimbursement amount may be limited, says Fitzgerald. Phones are increasing in reliability, so the bigger concern is if it accidentally breaks, says Daniel Bader, managing editor of Mobile Nations, an online mobile technology resource. Ask yourself, am I a perpetual screen shatterer? Do I work around water? Will my kids borrow my device? If you answered yes to any of these, insurance is probably worth it. Next, consider how robust your phone, case, and screen protector are. Then do a cost analysis to determine if the extra $10 or so a month adds up to more or less than the price of a phone repair. If you purchase a plan, go through the manufacturer if it offers one, not your carrier. Repairs done through your carrier's insurance plan can take a few weeks, since the carrier doesn't have in-house facilities and has less access to inventory. Jewelry insurance. Don't open a new policy. Instead, if your piece is worth over $1,500, provide a description and receipt to your homeowner's or renter's insurance company for broader protection against theft and loss, says Richardson. And last, extended car warranties. Skip it. As with a home warranty, the main benefit is not having to worry about unexpected costs, but these warranties don't always cover all repairs and aren't transferable if you sell your car within a few years, says Richardson. Also, you may lose coverage if you don't do proper maintenance, he adds. It's usually a better deal for the warranty company than for you. When it does make sense, if your brand of car is known for needing expensive and extensive repairs, but not buying that type of car is the best insurance of all. From Redbook, get inspired to just do it. This is some smart reads for you. Hopefully they're available in audio format. First, take a cue from Stephanie Rosenblum in the book Alone Time and book a solo trip ASAP. As she explains, the joys and science-backed benefits you'll receive are limitless. Curious about where their college friends ended up, Hannah Shank and Elizabeth Wallace, authors of the book The Ambition Decisions, called and asked. What they found? Ambitions fluctuate, so don't throw in the towel if you haven't realized all of your dreams by age 40. Then facing your fears will seem like a cakewalk after reading the book The Stuff by Samson Davis, M.D., and Charlie Jeter, which shares survivor stories and advice for overcoming any obstacle. And Red Book's Can't Get Enough podcast, Lessons from Self-Made Gals. When your editors aren't busy putting together this magazine, they're probably listening to NPR's How I Built This, a series of one-on-one chats with entrepreneurs about their companies. The advice in our must-listen episodes with Whitney Wolf Hurd of Bumble, Jennifer Hyman of Rent the Runway, and Sarah Blakely of Spanx will help aspiring boss ladies navigate the ups and downs of building a biz. From Real Simple, Modern Manners column, it's their etiquette expert, Catherine Newman, offering her best advice on your social quandaries. First one, KK asks, 30 years ago, I married into a large family that gathers frequently, often at my house. I've started to resent one branch of the family for their failure to do anything to help. They've never hosted, cleared a table, emptied the trash, or even washed one dish. At first, I attributed this laziness to youth, but after 3 decades, these ladies are now all wives and mothers, and I have seen no improvement. The rest of the family will make requests like, let's all pitch in, but they fall on deaf ears. Do you have any advice for how to fix this 30-year problem? And the answer? If I were a young woman in a large family where the presumption was, as it seems to be in yours, that only the women are responsible for cleaning up, well, I might sit it out too in protest. I'd crack open another beer and find a spot on the couch with all the dads and husbands and sons and uncles. So I'm wondering whether the women in the lazy branch are taking their cue from the men in the family. I would address the issue by rigorously organizing labor in the spirit of many hands making light work. Assign teams. Nobody's exempted, save babies and elders. To 15-minute cleanup shifts, clearing the table, putting away the leftovers, washing and drying the dishes, scouring the counters, emptying the trash. And if you're finding it a burden to take on the lion's share of hosting, say something in a group email. Can anyone else host the upcoming holiday gathering? I love seeing you guys, but I'm a little hosted out. Next, R.A. asks, how do you tip a bartender who gives you drinks on the house? This question goes for a bartender who is a stranger and one who is a friend. Good problem to have, right? Answer? Why, yes, that is a good problem to have, you lucky, grateful duck. My rule of thumb is to tip excessively on anything free, both to express your appreciation and to make sure your generous server is well compensated. I confirmed this with Emmett Keltry, a bar manager at Tres Gatos in Boston, who told me you should tip at least $5 or half the drink's value. Regulars, and this includes friends, tend to tip more than this, he explained, to honor the valued relationship they have with their bartender. From Real Simple, now what? Smart fixes for life's little disasters. This week's disaster, I put on too much perfume and have to rush out the door. The fix? Wash the area you applied the perfume to with a hand soap and warm water, says Erica Shumate, co-founder and CEO of Pinrose, a fragrance company based in San Francisco. That should remove top notes that are most likely causing the overwhelming smell. Since perfumes are alcohol and oil, just rinsing with water is not going to work. Because water and oil don't mix, she says. If the scent is clinging to your clothes, a quick walk outside will help air you out. Next time, spritz before you get dressed, adding a finishing pump afterward if needed. 1 or 2 spritzes should be enough for eau de parfum, 2 to 3 for eau de toilette. From Good Housekeeping magazine, Boost Your Dog's Mind. Despite endless studies about how pets help our mental health, there's little info on maximizing their happiness. So here are some tricks to lift your pup's spirits. First, keep your voice upbeat. Just like us, dogs want to be praised and rewarded for good behavior. Using an optimistic tone when speaking to them will help them feel happy and also motivated, says veterinary behaviorist Teresa D. Porter in Bloomfield Hills, Missouri. Positive reinforcement will ensure that the dog engages voluntarily with you, she says. Next, use different strokes. pay close attention to how you're petting and snuggling with your furry friend, says DePorter. If your dog's ears stay full and his face remains soft, then it's a go. But if his ears go back, he looks away, and there's tension in his face, he probably is not loving it, so switch up your stroke. DIY a puzzle toy. Offering your pooch brain teasers on a regular basis gives her something fun to think about. DePorter suggests making a puzzle toy. Scoop kibble into the spaces in a muffin tin and cover a few of them with tennis balls so your dog can manipulate the toys to find treats underneath. Then get Bowser moving. Exercise is good for more than keeping Fido fit. Dogs who get enough exercise tend to sleep well and seem less anxious. Plus, if you pay attention to how your pet behaves when he's outdoors, you'll find clues to emotional health. Tail wagging doesn't mean he's happy, but when your dog's tush is wiggling and his body is curving like a C, he most likely is, says DePorter. If he's standing still, tail lowered, he's worried or stressed. Try a quieter walking route or bring along toys to loosen up your pup. Bottom line, read your dog's face, eyes, and ears, says DePorter. He'll tell you what he likes and when he's happy. From Real Simple, research your family history. And this is just some short tips on that. Build a family archive. Write down everything you know about your family, including dates and locations of significant events, such as births, deaths, marriage, says Jill Crandall, director of the Center for Family History and Genealogy at Brigham Young University. Search your home for documents and photos, then cross-check your info with relatives and ask about what else they know. Use database sites. Fill in holes and gather additional records on a site like Ancestry. Document what you find and share new info with interested relatives. Roadblock? Call a pro. A genealogist can uncover hard-to-find information and help you parse records you've already found, says Diana Helder, an accredited genealogist in Highland, Utah. Find a credentialed one through, I'll just spell this, ICAPGEN.org. That's ICAPGEN.org or BCGCertification.org. Expect to pay $20 to $60 per hour for your expert's time. Moving now to the food and beverage portion of the broadcast. Good Housekeeping brings us this dark and stormy. This is a mixed drink for you. To a glass of ice, add a half ounce lime juice and 3 ounces of ginger beer. Then top with 2 ounces of dark rum and garnish with candied ginger. From Real Simple, the staple, canned tuna, has come a long way since the mayo-laden sandwiches of our youth. You can find great-tasting, sustainably caught tuna right at your local grocery store. No special ordering is necessary. Check the label for pole and line caught, or pole caught, and the Blue Marine Stewardship Council seal. Two good signs you've chosen an environmentally friendly variety. Unmold the tuna on top of crunchy romaine or incorporate it into a bracing Nichoise-inspired pasta salad. Tuna cakes that are crispy on the outside, tender on the inside, hit the spot eaten alone or on a toasted bun. And who knew a sophisticated canapé, salty with capers and cream cheese, could come from a tin can? So here are a couple of recipes. Tuna Orecchiette salad. I believe that's a pasta that I just don't know how to pronounce. Toss 12 ounces of canned tuna with 8 ounces cooked orecchiette, 1.5 cups each, halved cherry tomatoes and blanched green beans, a half a thinly sliced red onion, half a cup of fresh basil, half cup of chopped olives, half cup of olive oil, 3 tablespoons red wine vinegar, and 1 teaspoon kosher salt. Toss well. It's a pretty quick and easy salad. Next, tuna cakes with remoulade. Combine 12 ounces canned tuna, 1 cup each panko, that's a breadcrumb, I believe, and mayonnaise, half cup chopped scallions, and half teaspoon each kosher salt and black pepper. Form into 4 patties and coat in half cup panko. Cook in 3 tablespoons of oil in a nonstick Skillet over medium, flipping once until golden, 8 minutes. Transfer to paper towels. Combine 2/3 of a cup mayonnaise, 1/4 cup each chopped parsley and dill pickle relish, 1 tablespoon grainy mustard, and 1 teaspoon hot sauce. Serve with the tuna cakes. And last, pumpernickel and tuna toasts. Toss 12 ounces canned tuna with 1/4 cup olive oil, 2 thinly sliced shallots, 2 tablespoons chopped chives, 1 tablespoon capers, the zest and juice of 1 lemon, and 1/2 teaspoon each crushed red pepper and kosher salt. Spread 4 slices of toasted pumpernickel with 8 ounces cream cheese, and then top with this tuna mixture. From Good Housekeeping, we've got some 20-minute meals for you. Make a fresh and delicious dinner in less time than you'd need to order takeout. The first one, skillet pesto chicken and beans. Prep time is 10 minutes, total time 25. Heat oven to 425 degrees. Season 8 small chicken thighs, about 2 pounds worth, with 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Cook skin side down in large oven-safe skillet in 1 tablespoon olive oil on medium-high until golden brown, about 6 minutes. Turn chicken over. Add 8-ounce green beans, halved, 1 cup cherry tomatoes, and 1 15-ounce can of butter beans, rinsed, and then season with 1/4 teaspoon salt. Roast until chicken is cooked through 12 to 15 minutes. Brush 2 tablespoons pesto over chicken and serve with grated Parmesan and chopped basil. Next, spiced meatball pitas with crispy carrot slaw. This is a make-ahead dish. Prep time's 15 minutes, total time 30. In a bowl, combine 1 pound ground lamb or beef, 2 teaspoons smoked paprika, 1 teaspoon ground coriander, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Roll in 1-inch balls, it'll come to about 35, and arrange on a nonstick foil-lined, rimmed baking sheet. Broil until cooked through 6 to 8 minutes. Coarsely grate 1/2 pound of large carrots peeled and 1 2-inch piece of ginger peeled. Heat oil in large skillet on medium-high, and then fry carrots and ginger in batches until crisp, 3 to 5 minutes. Transfer to paper towels to drain, then toss with cilantro. Stuff 4 pitas, halved, with meatballs and carrot slaw, and then drizzle with a mixture of 1/2 cup Greek yogurt and 2 teaspoons harissa. One for the backyard barbecue, pork with grilled sweet potato fries. And they're using that term with quotes around it, fries. Prep time 20 minutes, total time 30. In a food processor, finely chop 1/3 cup of walnuts, 1 small clove garlic, 1 small jalapeno cut into pieces, 1/2 cup mint leaves, 1 tablespoon capers, and a pinch of salt. Pulse in 1/3 cup olive oil and 1 tablespoon each honey and lemon juice. This is your salsa, then salsa verde for later. Then toss 3 large sweet potatoes cut into 1-inch wedges with 1 tablespoon olive oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Brush 4 bone-in pork chops about 1-inch thick with 2 tablespoons oil and season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Grill on medium covered until pork is just cooked through and potatoes are tender, 5 to 7 minutes per side. Serve with that salsa verde that you made first. And last, grilled leek, zucchini, and ricotta pizza. Prep time 15 minutes, total time 45. You start with pizza dough. Shape 1 pound of dough into a large rectangle. Bake at 425 on parchment-lined sheet 10 minutes. Then halve 1 large leek lengthwise. Brush with olive oil. Season with salt and pepper. Grill on medium-high till tender, 5 to 8 minutes, and then thinly slice. Slice 2 large zucchini lengthwise, brush with olive oil, season with salt and pepper. Grill along with the leek on medium-high until tender, 5 to 8 minutes. Finely grate 2 teaspoons of lemon zest. Toss the vegetables with 3 tablespoons of lemon juice. You're going to use a lot of that lemon then. Fresh ricotta then. Mix 2 cups ricotta with zest and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Spread on crust. Top with vegetables. Bake at 475 until browned, 5 to 8 minutes. Top with olive oil and mint if desired. From Redbook, grilled chicken caprese, active and total time are the same, 20 minutes. 3 tablespoons plus 2 teaspoons olive oil, plus more for the grill. 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar, kosher salt and pepper. A quarter of a sweet onion, finely chopped. 1 cup fresh corn kernels. 1 pint mixed color grape or cherry tomatoes cut in half. 4 6-ounce boneless skinless chicken breasts. 2 pounds mixed color medium and large tomatoes sliced. 6 ounces fresh mozzarella sliced. 1/4 cup small basil leaves. Heat grill to medium high. Clean the grill and lightly oil it. In a medium bowl, whisk together the vinegar, 3 tablespoons oil, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Stir in the onion. Add corn and halved tomatoes and toss to combine. Set aside. Rub the chicken with the remaining 2 teaspoons of oil. Season with 1/2 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and grill until just cooked through, 4 to 6 minutes per side. Arrange sliced tomatoes, mozzarella, and chicken on a platter. Spoon corn mixture and any juices from the bowl over the top, then sprinkle with basil. And one last recipe from Good Housekeeping, pesto chicken salad croissant. Active time 15 minutes, total time is 20. 1/2 cup plain yogurt, 1/4 cup of pesto, 2 teaspoons lemon zest plus 1 tablespoon of juice, kosher salt and pepper, 3 cups shredded rotisserie chicken, 1/3 cup sliced toasted almonds, and 6 croissants split and toasted with baby arugula and sprouts for serving. In a large bowl, whisk together the yogurt, the pesto, lemon zest and juice, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Fold in chicken and almonds. Then divide the arugula and chicken salad among the croissants and top with sprouts. There are a few closing words here. This one is a thought from Real Simple. You grow up the day you have your first real laugh at yourself. That was from Ethel Barrymore. Another thought from Real Simple. For those who live with chronic pain caused by conditions like fibromyalgia or arthritis, repeating aspirations can serve as a reminder that you are more than your pain. Take a few slow, full breaths in and out. Let this breathing pattern create a sense of calmness and positivity. Then, on an exhale, say to yourself, "May I be happy." After a few more breaths, continue whispering or thinking to yourself, "May I be healthy, may I be safe, and may I live with ease." Take your time saying each line, letting yourself really imagine what it would be like to feel happier, healthier, safer, and more at ease. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.